Hello, fellow otaku. You're watching Otaku Movie and Annie. Tonight, we're racing towards the finish line, and we're talking Yamushi Petal, the movie.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Otaku Movie Anatomy.
Play that funky music.
Hime, hime, hime.
Oh, wait to knock out that opening.
Yeah. Well, I'm a bit rusty. Thanks for watching Otaku Movie Anatomy, guys. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes, and hit that thumbs up on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk. I am your host, Yuma Ninja, and you can find me everywhere on the internet as Yuma Ninja.
I am your other host, Michelle Chubby Bunny. You can find me everywhere on the internet at I am Chubby Bunny. The music stopped. I'm so sad.
I know, right? We don't get the background music. Of course, I'm Jonathan Messon. You can always find me at KaibaCat. At KaibaCat.
And we are very sorry for being gone for 2 weeks, but some stuff happened.
Lots going on in the world, man.
Real life that happened.
We had to get ready for Yamushi Petal the movie. That's what happened.
Exactly right. And you know what? We got a lot coming up, too, with Anime Expo coming up this weekend. If you guys are going, make sure to check us all out at Anime Expo.
We're all
going to
be there in one capacity or another.
Yes, all of us will be there. So if you happen to run into us, feel free to say hi or not.
Yeah. Be creepy, whatever.
Like, oh, God.
Whatever
guys.
You do, please don't punch us in the face.
Jesus.
That's the kind of viewership that we have. We're off to a rockin' start.
A rockin' start.
Guys, I'm rusty. I haven't been here for a while.
So the
movie we're doing today is Yamushi Petal, or also known as Sissy Petal. Little background about the series. It shot to popularity in 2013 because of the anime series. The manga actually has been going on since 2009, I believe. It won Best Shonen Manga at the 39th Kodansha Manga Awards, and the manga recently just hit over 15 million in print. I think
15 million
in print.
Yakasha.
It is also hugely popular in Japan, and it is everywhere, as we have well witnessed. It spawned a musical stage show,
which is terrible.
It is terrible. I do not recommend it.
There are no bikes in the show.
They have just handlebars.
Well, I was even thinking, like, when I read this, I was like, because you guys are obviously much more familiar. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen it.
On YouTube, there's like clips.
Okay, because I was like, how on earth will you ever make
it's like dramatic lighting and then holding just the bar, not like just like
just a handlebar,
not even like real, like how they would look in real life, but like a piece of metal that's like a T.
Oh my gosh.
And they kind of lean over and just go like this.
It's worse than what's in my head.
It's tragic,
but they sing while doing so, which is the best part. And it's real great. You guys should look it up on YouTube.
Yes, it had 2 seasons of the anime. There is a 3rd season slated for early 2017, and there is an upcoming live-action drama in August.
Oh, so is it a movie or a drama?
No, it's a drama.
Jesus, man. So much riding bicycles.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't ever really ride bicycles, though. I mean, wouldn't it be better if they shot it all, like, realistic, where they're just holding handlebars? Or it's just shot, like, above their chest, you can't see the bike?
So, like, have you ever, like, there's a lot of, like, behind the scenes like cosplay photos that was like a meme, but there's a bunch from Yamushi Petal because it's so popular in Asia, where like they're literally on a fence and just going like this.
Yeah.
And they crop it here so it looks like the fence is kind of like going by, and I was like, oh man, this
dramatic
is terrible.
Cosplay angles will make anyone look good. Like you're really riding a bicycle.
Anyway, this movie takes place after the end of the second season, after Sohoku High has already won the Inter High.
Isn't it like a double? Like, so the second season, isn't it like double long a normal season?
Yes.
So it's not 12 episodes, it's like 26.
It's 26.
Oh, wow.
And it dragged.
That's a full-on series.
Yes.
So the second season is just like, okay, we're going to go 10 feet, but it's going to take a whole episode to go 10 feet, and we're talking about our feelings a little bit, and then we sweat a lot, and then gambaru, and then it's just it's a whole episode.
Yeah, we will get into the ridiculousness that is Yamushi Petal. But anyway, so after Sohoku wins the inter-high, taking the championship away from Team Hakone.
It's just like Glee, because it's like regionals, sectionals, inter-high.
Regionals. They are invited to a end-of-summer race, in Kumamoto, by the Kumamoto team. So Hakone, obviously, they have always been invited, but they're only going this year to defend their honor or get back at Sohoku for taking away the title.
Yeah, because this is not a sanctioned race. No. This is not like a race that's part of, they can win points or...
No, you know, it doesn't count at all. Yeah, it's just like all, a friendly match.
Yes, it's all prestige at this point.
But
like, yes,
it is littered with literally every team that was in this series.
It's great because the way they get into it is we're like... Oh, the 3rd years will have to quit soon. That was their last race, didn't you realize? And like, hey guys, there's this other race we gotta do now.
And they're super into it. however, Team Sohoku is kind of breaking up because the 3rd years are graduating, and Makishima resigns from the club. So there is no longer a mentor for Onoda, and he's kind of having to deal with this kind of. His usual inner struggle of...
He has a mental breakdown.
Yeah, he has kind of like
his senpai left.
He has to deal with like, oh, I don't know why I'm cycling and no one's here to guide me and what can I do for the team? Which I thought they kind of covered in the
They definitely covered that arc like 5 times. His little character arc of, what am I doing here?
It's been done. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because then that means he really doesn't overcome that by the end of it. Like, he actually just kind of still is in the same place.
There is a point.
Okay, we'll get to that later, I'm sure. It's just...
Yes, there is a point because it
is...
In
terms of the arc.
Yeah, it's very much about friendship and teamwork and coming together to overcome obstacles that I thought we already overcame.
Sure, yeah.
No, it's interesting because I mean, you guys have seen the series, and mm-hmm. I have not. So this was all kind of new for me, and I think that was probably a good thing because like you guys are like, oh my god, we're doing this again. Where I was like, oh good, this is something new. So that's a good news. I think if you guys have not seen the series, you could watch the movie, you'll be all right.
Yeah,
so
I think
that's good.
The movie itself, I liked it, but I think it's kind of captures, like Michelle and I were talking about, the innocence and the fun of
the first season. And you know what? They actually, I haven't looked at the series for a while on Crunchyroll. If you scroll all the way to the end, that's where the movie is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's the movie, but then there's two like fake episodes before it that are like edited down versions of season one and season two.
Yeah,
it's the OVAs. And I'm like, oh, I can watch that instead of watching all of season two, because halfway through season two, I was like strangling you guys.
Yes. Yeah. I will say though, if you are going to pick up this series, it does usually have like the little fun like bits at the end.
The Omake at the end.
And those are always really good.
No. They're nothing to do with the main storyline, and it's like them in a bathhouse talking about Hime, or them deciding who's going to cook food today, or who looks the most like this famous actor. It's just very cute, like little skits.
For those who aren't familiar, the main character Onoda is a first year freshman in high school, and he's an otaku. He wants to join the anime club, but he then finds out that the anime club has dissolved because there's no interest in it. So then he gets spotted by these other two freshmen who are serious cyclists because they realize that he's been biking every weekend to Akihabara because he's a big otaku, and they realize that he's an excellent climber even though he's climbing on this shitty bike and he's not struggling. And through that, they convince him to join the cycling club at Sohoku, and he is like, oh, okay, well, I can make friends now. That's literally the whole point of him joining the cycling club.
So in case you didn't know, Shonen Jump, the theme of all of their... It's like part of their slogan is
friendship,
adversity/effort, depending on how you want to translate it, and victory. Mm-hmm. So they gotta be some friendship in this show.
And then victory,
and there's a lot of friendship.
Some victories.
I will say it is kind of cute because he is, guys. If you feel like you're an otaku, no, this character is like the otaku. I felt like it. I mean, this is such a slice of life anime. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like when he was on screen and he was, you know, it was centered around him. It was like watching Genshiken. If you've ever seen that.
Yes.
I love Genshiken.
Now, if you guys have never seen Genshiken,
is there a
it's
Genshiken
great.
Movie we can review? I don't think there is.
There's only the OVAs. If we can get away with that, we'll try that. Honestly, guys, Genshiken, this is like a character from Genshiken who's now a cyclist, and that's what it is.
But he becomes a cyclist because he just wants to have friends. That's the thing.
Yeah. That's the thing.
He doesn't get into it because he's like, oh, I love cycling so much. He's like, I think the first time he cycles seriously, he's like, oh, all my friends are ahead of me and I have to catch up. Okay, I'll just pedal really hard with my Gunbaru friendship spirit. And then he doesn't. It's great.
He's like, he's such a likable character because there's no malice in him. He gets along with almost everybody in every team, and everybody ends up liking him.
He's the Sailor Moon of the team.
Yeah, he's just a real nice, likable kid. Mm-hmm. However, because it is a shonen anime, it does suffer from some ridiculous tropes and things that happen, and I will hand that off to you, Michelle.
All right, here we go.
Tropes. This is not written on the paper, but the one trope, obviously, in the movie is that Makishima Senpai, so if you don't know, there's like 1,000 characters. He's the one with the green hair. He's the only one with the long green hair. He's the main character. He secretly has a secret, and he goes, he sadly says, oh yeah, I'll see you guys next week. But then he secretly leaves the country for no reason at all after he graduates, because in Japan, apparently when you graduate high school, everyone got a brother or sister mm-hmm. that needs some help at their store in England.
In England.
Yeah. So he's moving to England. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and he like basically doesn't tell Noda and like just like leaves him in the dust, and he's super sad about it. Yeah.
And even what he says to him is actually kind of sweet in a way, but at the same time, like, just tell the kid. So he's, yeah. Like, yeah. He's like, you know, the kid was like, you know, can I race with you? Can I ride mm-hmm. with you, like, you know, next time? And he was like, you will ride with me every time. He's like, as long as you envision me there, you will always ride
will
with me.
My spirit will be with you. Yeah, you he's like, and you have to become better than me. You have to be me and then be better than yeah. me. Yeah. It's like, all my sports yeah. anime tears.
It was, yeah. They have such a cute relationship throughout mm-hmm. the entire series that, like, I really like it. Just because Mikishima is very, like, he always acts, like, off-put by the whole otaku thing. But mm-hmm. but then he kind of shares that bond because Onoda, he can see Onoda trying so hard. And he's, like, he respects him. Yeah. But the whole thing is Mikishima's got, like, his own style. And he's called, like, the Peak Spider.
Yo, that's right, because he rides like crazy. Oh,
I wish like if you guys look, there was a Vine that was released yes. in Japan like recently where some kid like he figures out how to do it.
Oh my god!
But he's not climbing; he's just going on a street road, and his friend's like cycling. He's going, whoa!
But the guy is literally like bending his bicycle, like yeah. weaving it, and it is insane.
Like yeah. it looks like the laws of physics were like, f it. Like it yeah. was just, you know. And I want to talk about their relationship. I think there's a moment that really caught me. And it really shows, say his name of the lead character, Onoda.
Yeah.
His personality so well. It's when Onoda's done practicing. So he's just like ridden up the mountain and ridden back. And then he's like, sees the green hair.
Mikishima.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be all night. He sees him, like, and Mikishima says to him, he's like, hey, come ride with me. And Onoda says, you know, I just did a whole ride. He's like, can I get a rain check?
I know.
And Mikishima's like, okay. And they start, like, leaving, and Onoda just stops and goes, I had a bad feeling.
Yeah.
He's like, I just had it. He's so like, I'm going to come ride with you. I just had a bad feeling, and I can't let this be. He's like, I'm going to have to ride with you. Mm-hmm. And then he rides
yes.
with him.
It's so cute. Like, I cried so much watching
there's
this.
So much, really there's sweet. So much friendship in this movie,
yeah.
guys.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a really, you know, it's a quick one, and, you know, we'll get to the end when we talk about the end about our ratings, but it's a good quick one to watch yeah. with your yeah. friends, even if you don't, because Jonathan hadn't seen the series.
I yeah. knew nothing about it going in.
And it was fine.
Yeah.
I am going to talk about cycling techniques in the anime versus real life. There is a problem with physics, y'all. Not just the spider climbing, which, you know, apparently is a real, so you can really do it, but yes. it doesn't actually make you a better climber. It just makes you a very slow, strange looking
yeah. yes. It's got a lot of flair, yeah. not very much use.
So I'm going to talk about the, just the general cycling techniques, because there's so many, everyone has a special ding dong. Okay, example. Normal riding through a course in a competition.
Mm-hmm.
In real life, all the riders, more or less, you know, they intermingle among each other in a large group. They kind of stay in a pack, unless they're too slow, then they fall behind. They stay in usually one big group.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one or two teams are organized in the front, and they kind of pull the whole field along.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all pedal. Each team only rides in the draft with their own teammates. They don't. Yep. They never ride in one giant group. Only at the beginning of the thing.
Yeah.
And in distinct separate clusters, all marked by the colors of their jerseys.
Yes. Yes. I mean, like they touch on it, like in some of the series, where like, oh, the rest of the pack. But it's like they treat it as if like the losers. Yeah. It's just yeah. like that's not how it works.
Yeah. So the general technique of real cycling championships, if you watch any cycling championships, it's very obvious. If you keep up with the pack because mm-hmm. it has the least wind resistance. You're mm-hmm. working. You're not working as hard as you would be
right.
by yourself, because you know that what's it called the not the drag the draft thing.
Draft,
the drafting
yeah.
is real.
Yeah.
But and then towards like the last one or two laps, people will break away because then they start using their extra effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but
so
not
the,
in
yeah,
pedal.
The concept is you're staying behind everyone. So yeah. So yeah. they're exerting more energy, and mm-hmm. you get to just chill right
yeah.
behind them.
Yeah.
So then you've saved up your energy for the end of the race,
yeah,
and you
exactly.
take off. That's
yeah.
it.
And so the big group of the pack is. Well, so there's a group called the Peloton is like the group that's, so if you're ahead of them,
that's
they're
right.
kind of like the other group that's behind you. If you're in the front, you feel like you're winning, then there's another group in the back. So anyway, so in real life, so when breakaway riders, the people in the front realize are getting caught up by the back group of the Peloton, in real life, they'll usually calmly sit up and let the Peloton catch up with them or even pass them because they realize they can just bike in the back of their draft.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they're not by the, you know, finish line. They
yeah.
will usually just be like,
yeah.
it's fine. But in Yamushi Petal,
they freak out. No one is allowed to get by you.
Yeah.
And they also have superpowers. Yes. Like, kind of. Like, they have, like a power. Yeah. Each person is, like... You know, one guy's like super oxygen, and he takes a deep breath and like, you know, just charges forward because his oxygen propels him. And someone else has muscles. The abs dude is the best.
Oh yeah, the abs dude. Abs. I love him.
Andy and Frank abs. Are my two favorite characters.
Andy and Frank.
Is it what the abs guy's name is? I don't know.
He's the one that I never remember
because all he says is abs. Yeah, so he's always working out.
I call him eyelashes.
Okay. He's like, that's his nickname. Yeah.
But like, I love that his abs have names, Andy and Frank.
Yes, that's right.
They gotta do. In Yamushi Petal, as soon as they get caught up by the back group, they start screaming, especially if it's a side character that is not important. They scream, and then we never see them again. They're just a badly drawn side character.
Yeah. They just get, like, eaten by the pack. No.
And in the movie, did you guys notice that when the Kyoto group... They're kind of like cocky, and then as soon as they get eaten, they just give up. They're like, "Well, I guess we're done riding."
They stop.
They just give up completely.
They just stop. Yeah.
And this does not happen in a race. You don't just like stop. You're like, "Oh, the other guy's got past."
No, you keep going.
Well,
to your
let's
rank.
Get the f out of here. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, the same was happened in the series. Like in the series, like in the second season, the Inter-High, like each member of Team Sohoku or whatever team they were in has their moment to shine. Yeah. But then they're like, "Oh, I exerted all of my energy," and then they kind of fall to the side, and everybody's like, "No, you don't."
I know, and it's like, whoa, did you really die?
Yeah, they totally act like, I'll never see you again.
Yeah, the Kyoto Gakuen was like, nope. No, they nope right out of there.
they took cycling and they made it anime. Yeah. That's what they said. They've done it Super Campeones, which I don't know what the actual Japanese name is. That's a soccer one that was, you know, I used to watch in Mexico. And I don't know.
I don't know that one.
Soccer one, then Prince of Tennis.
Prince of Tennis. Like,
Okay, so the last weird thing I'm going to cover in cycling techniques is the sprinting for the finish. Oh my god. So in real life, and again, I'm not a professional cycler or anything, I just googled this on the internet so y'all can do that too. So as you mentioned before, each rider tries to sit in the draft of another until the very last moment, mm-hmm. and even willing to draft off an opposing team if it means saving energy for those last hard pedal strokes. And y'all pedal... Each rider or team sprints from the finish line, shoulder to shoulder, going across one line. Yeah. No one's riding anyone's fucking draft, so they're all going completely, like, a few kilometers out from, like, they're not even close to the damn finish line. They're sprinting for, like, a mile.
Yes. And I think it was, like, literally, like, when it got, like, 1,000 kilometers. Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, they just went like this, all three of them, like, just going.
Yeah.
Like,
you There's don't no do that. Concern for wind resistance. They just go.
They just go for it.
And they pedal as hard as they can and use the power of friendship with the person next to them to finish that race. And that is how you win a race in Yamushi Petal. With friendship. And friendship. Nothing else.
And a superpower, maybe, if you got a superpower. Yeah.
If you got, like, if you know when the wind's coming up, you can sprout wings.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then, like, there was a character in the series named Mido Suji. They mentioned him very, like, Kyoto mentions
him.
Yeah,
he had a huge arc, so, like, we can just...
Yeah. Is this the guy kept saying gross?
Yeah.
Gross? Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he's got, like, perfect teeth. Like, his whole thing in the series, like, he, like, hunches over his, like, bike and sticks his, like, tongue out. And I was like, no one could ever be of any use in cycling doing that. Like, that is so awkward. Like, there's no gravity. You would totally, like, just fall over. But that was his thing, and it made him faster.
There was a great character I don't know if they introduced, if he was part of this series or not, but I guess this is how they tied in that character, was that new guy on the team who's like, I'm the new ace, and I'm gonna do what he does.
He's
so cute.
It's funny you see his perfect teeth, the other guy, because this one had braces.
Yes.
And he's like, I'm the man, I'm gonna be the ace, and his
That's the joke.
Yeah.
And I get it now that you said it. Yeah. And like, his time comes to take off, and he's like, this is my time. And then he does the exact same thing that character does, and he hunches over the front, but he sucks at cycling.
Yes.
And he just doesn't go fast, and everyone just rides by him like,
and that was really
funny. That was funny.
The movie was, there was just so many funny, like, just like slapstick moments, and I really, every single one of them, I was like, I'm a simple person with simple needs for laughing.
It was funny, and even I didn't even know the series, and I thought it was hilarious. It was so, and everyone was so, all the characters were so endearing. Like, you really just love everyone. Like, the ace for the main team, who with the deep-ass voice.
Oh, yeah, Kinjo, the captain.
Kinjo.
Yeah, yes.
No, it was crazy, because, like, he was like, you know, guys were going to go, you know, pedal or whatever. He was like, but he would be like, all right, everyone, it's time to go. And I was like, damn. It's like, true. I'll follow him. Like,
but, then, but then if you think about it, like, Hakone is captain. It's the same way. Like, he's got, like, a deep voice. Deep voice. And, like,
he's strong. Like he's the worst drawn character in that whole series. I swear to God.
He's got, like, five cones for a head.
He's
like
blonde hair. Yeah. His eyebrows are going like this. They're like bigger than
he's
his
He's got
face.
Like the Rock Lee eyebrows.
When he puts on his helmet, his hair is so spiky that it goes through the little holes in the helmet, which is insane. That doesn't happen. And his face, it just looks like he got ruined. He's like, you know what? I was watching with my husband, and he's just like, I guess he ran out of faces to draw on a true devil. He's like, I can only draw so many faces.
If you notice, like, as much as I love this anime, like, a lot of, like, the side characters kind of look the same.
Oh, my God. All the side characters do.
They all kind of have hair that's spiky that goes down like this, mm-hmm. and then they have, like, eye bags.
The girls all look exactly the same. They all the different kinds of hair.
They push the main three sort of riders from each team to the foreground, so they're like, oh, they have an interesting, different look, and yeah, everyone else is just cookie cutter. Like, just, yeah. Throwaways.
Just real quick, guys, we are monitoring chat, so if you want to say hi.
So, what's up, Starger?
Yeah.
Hi, Starger.
What's up?
And then, if you watch the movie, you'll notice a mysterious black bear mascot character show up a lot, and it's like, what the fuck is this thing? It is Kumamon!
Kumamon.
So they go to Kyushu, and one of the most famous mascots in Japan, in all of Japan, for mascots for anything in general, they have mascot competitions in Japan.
Yes, they do.
Is Kumamon. It's him and, like, Funabashi are, like, the two most popular ones.
Yes.
Funabashi's that big yellow grape-looking thing. I don't know what he is.
Is he an onion or a banana?
I kind of thought he was, like, a grapefruit. Anyway, we're not talking about him. We're talking about Kumamon.
Kumamon.
Kuma means bear. So there's Kumamon on the screen. We see him.
No.
He represents Kumamoto Prefecture. He promotes that. And so It's funny because when you look at the articles released in Japan about this movie when it was coming out, like, oh, you know, it was such a cool... It's so great that the Yamushi Petal team is going to Kyushu. You know, Kumamon decided to join in the fun. I'm like, no. Kumamoto Prefecture paid somebody some money
Be in Yamushi Petal.
I want to read the notes that you guys wrote here. 15 appearances in the movie, in all caps. They definitely paid for that sweet, sweet Animu sponsorship.
They sure did.
That was me who wrote it. Yeah, because I counted them, and when it's an even number like that, I started counting the appearances immediately, because I'm like, there's no way this is free.
Yeah.
Nothing in this world is free. But in the opening, so as soon as they reach Kumamoto Prefecture, you start seeing Kumamon everywhere. They're posing in front of a statue. Like, one of the girls is wearing a hat with him on it. He is like the torchbearer he holds the signs for the event. And he's in the lead car that leads the team. He's just in the fucking car. Like, hey, I'm in the car now. Look at me. I changed size. He's in the end credits. Like, I checked and checked and checked for Kumamon.
15 appearances.
15 appearances.
That's a very even
they
number.
They definitely paid for that.
So it's like Kumamon. There was a lot of other ads. Like, Lawson had a lot of ads.
Yeah, like, that's what I noticed about this movie. Like, you know, in anime, like, it's the running joke of, like, you show things that exist, but you change one letter and it's funny. Like, McDonald's becomes Wickdonald's.
They mentioned Pepsi.
Who was like, you know, you gotta buy me a Pepsi. And I was like, oh, that's
so
funny.
That was the running joke in the series, because there was no, like, legitimate sponsorship or ads. So instead of Pepsi, they just turned the P around and it's a Pepsi. But, like, everything else, like Lawson, like Kumamon, there were so many, like, legitimate, like, there were bike.
It was Casio, Pocari Sweat, Cannondale did one. And then you'll notice that they got new bikes. Yes. I think they were real brand bikes. That's why they're getting. Like, oh, look, here's a free new bike. And it's like a real licensed bike.
And that's the level of popularity of this. Because if you watch the original series, those bikes, like, they changed, like, all the different letters to something else.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they're all fake.
But these are real ones. I have a question then. Because from the series to this, there were a couple points where I was like, what the hell is going on right now? Where, like, they show the bikes and then they just talk about the bikes. And, like, they're like, oh, and this pedal and this and that. And I was like, is this really happening? Like, I was like, now that you're saying it, is this because they're pushing a product, or was it something that they do in the series as well?
They do in the series too. Okay, they explain, like, all the technical things of, like, because, you know, Onoda, he starts off with what they call Mama Chari. Mama Chari, which is, you know, like, it's basically like a beater bike.
Yeah, they make reference to it. They're like, you still ride that thing.
It's basically like what we would call, like, a girl bike. And then he gets his upgrade, and they're like, and slowly throughout the series, they're like, oh, now you have brakes, now you have clip-in, like, pedals and stuff like that, and, like, these things make you go faster, now you have a carbon frame.
They explain the upgrades. Because I guess the writer was originally a bike otaku, and then he's like, oh, I'm gonna write a manga about bicycles.
Yes.
And,
There are bike otaku.
And it has really...
I love that his voice had to be that because he's a biker. He's a biker otaku, so his voice had to be like, oh, my.
Everyone who likes cycling talks funny. That's not true. I was going to say, the effect of this movie, just this whole series in general, I was reading some articles on a Japanese website, and it was saying, like, they're interviewing, so they had a big fan event for Yomiuri Pet Award, which, like, the voice actors came out, Akihabara, and one girl, and a lot of people showed up on bicycles, and they were like, this is amazing, like, these otaku, like, learned how to ride a bike because of the series, and they interviewed this one girl, and because she was, like, all decked out, and they're like, so, like, because it was, like, a real bicycle that she bought because it was in the series. And she's like, yeah, I mean, I got it for cosplay, but then, it was an expensive bike, so I started riding it, and I got really into the sport. And now I used to only do cosplay as my only hobby, and now, like, I have a whole group of friends that we go, and we decide to go bike somewhere, and we bike somewhere all during the weekend, and then we go find good food, and we bike home, and, like,
this is changing people's lives.
Yeah, and it is. Yeah, it's a whole
family. Oh, my gosh. Like, it's like, I started watching this series because my fiancé got super into cycling, and he has a super expensive custom bike that's, like, Japanese style. And so he started watching this, and he got super into it, and then he got me into it, and so he would explain all of his stuff to me. He's like, oh, yeah, I was looking at that frame, and then he's like, oh, I got clip-ins. I'm like, I got the same thing. So, like, we've cosplayed as characters from this series, but it was all due to him that I started watching this series.
Dude, props to the Japanese for doing entertainment and doing things that gets us also up and moving.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got this, and Pokemon Go makes your ass
walk. Oh my god, I definitely
kilometers. Like, dude, that is so smart. Mm-hmm. That is just fantastic.
Yeah.
Another reason to watch this movie.
Yeah, let's be part of series. The actual world, not just the virtual world.
Yeah, it'll make your butt get on a bike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'm gonna go to a spinning class or something.
Oh, man.
That's indoors.
But yeah, like, I don't know what it is. Like, sports anime in general, it's, like, such a big deal in Japan. Like,
well, to be honest, the sports anime boom was, like, 2 or 3 years ago, and, like, America's, like, just getting it.
Yeah,
like,
it's true, because, Yamush Pedal was started in, like, 2009.
And that, you know...
It always takes us a little while to get it.
It peaked at the same time a bunch of... So, like, for example, one of the older... So we're talking about... Prince of Tennis and Ice Shield 21 is another. They're older sports animes that were very, very popular at the time, but sports anime in general were not, like, a genre, really, yet. It was just kind of those two. And basically around this time, when Yowamushi Pedal came out, it was also the advent of Kuroke's Basketball, which is the translation's so funny.
That'll work.
And then, of course, Haikyuu.
Oh my god, Haikyuu is so cute. So Haikyuu is another one of those series. Yeah. It's about volleyball.
Oh, okay.
It keeps the tone of friendship and working hard with each other for the team. That's, you know, really cute, like, fun to watch. It only strays into the whole, like, now let's play one volleyball game for 3 episodes. It only does it, like, once.
Yeah.
So I forgave it. But it has 2 seasons also. But it really peaked, like, maybe, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah. But, I mean, there were a lot. Like, Baby Steps is tennis. And then they had, like, New Prince of Tennis. And then, like, recently they had, like, Prince of Stride, which is, like, a free running, I think.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What is free running? I don't know what that is.
It's like parkour.
Oh, but no.
I guess without exactly the parkour part.
No, that's exactly what,
like,
it is.
Like, casual walking?
To be fair, I only watched one episode of Princess Stride, and I was like, not for me. Yeah, it's not Haikyuu.
Yeah, you guys, if you're watching it, if you could tell us what the difference is between free running and parkour, because I thought that was the same thing.
I don't think they are.
So, if you guys are watching and you know,
run,
let us know.
Run freely.
Well, it's not parkour unless you say parkour.
Parkour.
That's right. When you jump off something, parkour.
Parkour.
Yeah. Oh, that guy's doing parkour, honey. Look at him. Yes, he's doing parkour. Yeah. One thing I really loved about this were just the characters. They were all so standout for me, especially not having seen this before. The characters, everyone I got immediately. And even if they were kind of throwaways because they're like the ace of this team, they were kind of flat in a lot of ways. All the characters are kind of flat, but not like completely flat. Mm-hmm. They're rounded just enough so you could like fall in love with them and enjoy the time that you have with them. And it was just really beautifully done to have so many characters throw them all at your face as a viewer and still go, oh, I like them all. Like, I like them.
Because I think, like, this is one of those, like, I think the failings of most anime movies is, like, you go in and they expect you to know everything and then they just don't explain anything. And I think this one worked because, yes, they introduced all these people that maybe you knew or didn't know, but you didn't have to. Like, they were all kind of, like, they say their names and they show you their, like, team
special
logo, and then they kind of just get into the story. So, like, even if you had no real, like knowledge of the previous season, you can still enjoy them because their characters are still kind of put into those like small bits that they show up in the movie.
And the little bit that they give you of the series, because they'll do some flashbacks and things so you guys could see something.
Yeah.
They're great. The ones they choose to show you like immediately put you in the
like
world.
Like the whole Makishima Senpai montage. Yes. That montage was good. Yeah. It was, so it was a green hair guy. So yeah, that, like basically when Onoda realizes he's leaving, there's this long ass montage with like all the great times I had with Makishima Senpai. It was so cute.
It was so good.
It was very
that
cute.
Friendship is very sweet. I want to talk, I want to get into the towards the end of it then, because so our protagonist, he's unable to really race anymore without his senpai. He's unable to do it, and they end up losing sort of that leg of the race because he wasn't able to climb. And so the whole concept, I thought, was he was going to find it in himself to be better than his senpai, to grow. That is not the case for this film. So what happens is Makishima comes back to do one last race. So he joins on the second day of the race, and he has to start in last place. And the whole team waits for him. So they're all in last place together, and then
strategy.
Yeah, right, I know, right?
Much strategy.
Like, let's all purposely lose.
Also, like,
and then they all go together. But the thing is, our lead character, our protagonist, he doesn't get better. He just ends up like doing the exact same thing and doing well because his senpai is there. So it just leads me to believe like this is really sweet. It's more about friendship, but he's not going to continue on with this in the future.
Yeah.
This is not for him. He's going to be an otaku, but he's not really going to be a biker or a cyclist.
His whole like it's like when he figures it out, like his whole reason for cycling is because of his friends, and like they show it very much in this movie. And I think also like I feel like that's super illegal. Like, hey, I wasn't here for the first day of the race, but I'm gonna join last place.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know about the rules of this, but I
the rules seem very lax. I did see a thread on Reddit about this, and it was like, because they're high schoolers, they just kind of are like, just at least if you're participating, that's, you know, your team.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of one of
they're like, no one likes cycling
just
anyway. Just let them race
just
if they like it.
Just fucking go in the race, you kids.
Yeah, jeez.
There's like only four teams in this dumb race anyway.
But I like that, like, you know, Onoda's whole thing is that, like, his cadence gets faster when he smiles. He smiles when he bikes uphill. And like,
when they sing the song.
They sing the, like,
we should
song
totally
together.
Talk about that. So, yeah, he sings the dang Princess Pancake song.
Yes.
Oh, that was one of the best parts of this entire thing.
It is the best part of the entire series.
Yes.
So that's a running theme. Like, whenever they win something or whenever he feels good, he goes to Aki and he comes back and buys and gives them all gifts. But they're all super otaku gifts, and all of them are like, okay.
It's all these guys who don't like anime, and they're like,
but they secretly have watched all of, like, Princess Pancake.
Yeah, so basically he made them into his anime club.
Yep.
Yeah, and so they're trying to catch up to the main team, which is called
Kumamoto. Hakone.
Hakone, so they're trying to catch up to the main team, and they have this moment where they're like, they send our protagonist to the front, and they're like, lead us. And then he starts singing, and he's like, sing with me, you know, and it's like, you know, he's singing the Princess Pancake song, and they're all like, oh god, we're gonna do this. And then the guy right behind him breaks into song.
Yeah, like,
and then
one by one.
And they're all like, full on jamming,
yeah.
And no one could catch them because they're going at the cadence of this Princess Pancake song,
oh,
and
man.
It is
the best
adorable.
Part, the best part about for me about that was that they all don't want to get into it, and they do, and then Makishima Senpai is at last, and he's like, what's going on? And finally goes, and then he explodes in a bunch of sparkles for some reason. They continue cycling quite well or quite fast, and the Kumamoto team is ahead of them. But of which of team I mean, like, two of them. I don't know what the hell happened to the rest of the team.
Yeah, they're dead now.
It's only the ace and the big dude.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, look, they're running, going faster than us. Our squad sucks. Let's go. Like,
so
F those guys.
That scene, they're playing the music, and, like, because they're singing behind them, and as they come up, these two guys kind of start going, what's their slogan? Like, fire fights, like, push harder, like,
something.
Be stronger, like, basically, like, super aggro.
Yeah, it's something super bro-y, like.
Yeah. And then they're noise? What's that sparkling noise behind us?
That's right, and they say sparkling noise.
Good.
And I can't remember, take that.
Oh, man.
Oh, there's a line they say 500 times in this, and I want to make sure I say it right, because I was like, oh my gosh, this is hilarious to me. I appreciate your support. They say it all the time. Everyone says it.
Yes, everybody says it.
I just want you to know, I appreciate your support.
It's because the whole cycling thing is that, like, usually when they're cycling, like, one person is pulling and the other people. So, like, when they're climbing, the climber is pulling. So they're all like, oh, you're supporting us so we can, like, sprint. So we lead when it's the time to sprint and then, like, we support you. Yes. It's like the whole thing.
And they say it becomes like a running gag for me because even, like, the team manager, they're, like, on a plane, like, going to the race and they're all, you know, sit down in their plane seats and one of the guy goes, like, one of the racers turns to the manager and is like, just so you know, I appreciate your support. And I was like, what? What the F
it's
is
just
happening?
Great translation.
All right, since we're already talking about it, we have about 10 minutes left, let's get into favorite characters or scenes.
Oh, man.
I have a good one.
Do it.
It's at the end, and it makes no sense. There's no reason for it to be in there. But the Hakone guys, oh my god, they've won their trophies, because they flash back to when the Hakone won all of three trophies, which happens like in the middle of the movie, and I'm sorry I can't remember the name of the characters, basically they flash back to when they're still in school in the library, and the two are like, I'm gonna go to this college, and I'm gonna go with him, because he's going to that one, and then they basically plan a high five.
Yes.
Like, in advance. They can't just do a high five.
They gotta plan it.
They say, something happens like, okay, well, if you guys are going, I'll go. Like, he's just very tsundere to the other two. And one of the guys says, okay, but if we win, we're gonna high five, right?
Yeah.
And he just goes, you know, to him. And they show the scene, and they walk over to him, and they're like, high five! And then the whole team high fives, and I'm like, your planned high five was ridiculous and adorable. It didn't have to be planned, but it was great.
Yeah.
Good job, Hakone.
There's a ton of great moments. I think we've already talked about a couple that I wanted to bring up. Obviously, the singing the song. So abs guy. So he says the word abs all the time.
Yes.
So he's working out and he's like, abs, abu, 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 abu. But what really got me, and this is the moment for me, is like when the team is catching up to his team, and he, you know, instead of going, what, or nani, he goes, abu? Like, he says abs. That's his, like, declaration of surprise. Abs. Like, no matter what happens, abs, 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 abs. He's like the seagulls from Finding Nemo.
Yes, he is.
He's like, mine, 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 but it's abs, abs, abs. It is fantastic. Probably my favorite character in the whole thing is abs. And that's, I don't know his name, it's abs.
Yeah,
that's it.
He's just abs.
What was it, Frank and...
Andy and Frank.
Andy and Frank.
Franku.
Andy and Frank.
He, like, when he needs to use him, he, like,
unzips his thing. He's like, there's so much, like, male nudity. It's just like, oh, it's, I gotta go faster. Unzip.
There's a lot of homoerotic things happening in this film. And, yeah, and it was great. It was
It's, like, weird and necessary.
Yeah. I think it's also super unintentional.
And badly drawn, also. Like, it's not sensual. It's just badly drawn, like, a drawn square pectoral. So, like, squares. Like, a dash.
And it's weird because it doesn't, like, cross the line where it's like, we're like, oh, this is oddly sexual. You're just going, oh, this is interesting. Like, this is, I'm okay with the fact that this is, you know, interestingly homoerotic, and I'm not sure, but okay. Yeah. Because this is friendship, man. And maybe a little bit more, but we're not going to broach the subject.
Fair enough, boys.
Oh, no. For me, my two absolute favorite characters is Makishima and Jinpachi from Hakone, the headband one.
Oh, the headband.
I love that part when, like, Jinpachi gets there, and he's, like, bathing in his fangirls, and then he realizes that Maki is not there, and he gets so depressed. And then once, like, Maki's there, he's like, where is he? I sense him!
like, he sensed his presence, and he goes to our protagonist, Onoda, and is like, he's here, isn't he? You won't tell me he's
where
here!
Where is he? Yeah.
And then Onoda's like, well, he definitely didn't get on the last flight and make it here in time for the race.
Oh, no, I've said too
much! Oh, no!
And there he is. And the thing is, though, all that character had to do was look in the back, and Makishima. Makishima was right there. He could have just looked behind everyone, because then after he knows he's there, he looks up, and Makishima's like, oh, he couldn't keep my secret. I'm like, bitch, you didn't keep your own secret.
Plus, it's like, he's the only character with, like, long green hair.
This movie is so absurd, and you accept it because they set that precedent at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you're like, yeah, this is it.
Yep,
I'm in. I'm all in.
Right, so time to rate it, Jonathan.
Okay. So I'm actually going to straight up, I'm going to give this a really solid 4. Like a really solid 4. And I think I might even go high. No, I'm going to say 4.25. 4.25.
Damn.
4.25. And the reason being is because I had fun. Mm-hmm. I just had stupid fun with it. The biking stuff that they go into too much, I wasn't a great fan of. Some really piss poor artwork at times. Yes. Like there's some great landscape stuff that they do, but some piss poor character artwork.
It's so bad.
Like so, but I'm gonna give it the extra quarter just because I had so much fun.
Yeah,
and I love it when we do an anime, a film that I'm not, you know, really familiar with, and I just enjoy myself. I hate the ones where I'm like, oh gosh, and I pull up my phone. I'm like, oh, I keep watching, but I am also on my phone. Like, no, this was like a solid 4 for sure, but I'm gonna give it a 4.25.
I feel like I want to do the same thing because art is like so rough sometimes.
The art is rough.
I mean, like, what they do? I mean, they CG some of those cycling scenes. Good job, guys. But you don't have to. There's one scene where they CG the faces as well as the bite, and they're talking. And I'm like, but they're talking like this. Or they're not moving their mouth at all, but they're talking, and I'm like, guys, what the hell? At least move the face. No, okay. But I think a 4.25 is great. It's so fun. I mean, if you're a fan of Yamushi Petal, it is fun, still. I haven't, like I said, I haven't finished the second season, but it's still, I didn't need to. It was fine, and it was still great. I laughed a lot. And I mean,
you will laugh.
If you're, if one of your favorite things are those little after credit scenes in season one, then you're going to love those. That's great. Okay.
I am going to do the one thing that I usually don't do, and rate it higher than you guys.
What? Whoa.
She's such a big yellow.
Now, I'm always amazed when we have a similar rating at a tie, but you're going
above
higher
them this time.
Now that's amazing.
Because I am a huge Yamushi Petal like fan. I'm just a huge fan. However, as I am the nitpicky one with art, it did suck a lot at a lot of times. I'm going to say it's a 4.75 for me.
Well, that's, whoa.
But it was such a good movie. I mean, as a fan, like, I laughed, I cried. Everything that I wanted from this movie was, like, there. Mm-hmm. Even with the shitty art, I was able to look past it. Yeah. I was like, hey, man, I enjoyed this.
Look, usually shitty art will take off, like, a full point for her. So that's huge. Yeah. That is huge.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's.
So we have our
good. Watch this one.
Yeah. Highly recommend this
Go
one.
Go watch it. My God.
All right. So that's it for us tonight. Next week, I believe it is going to be Max's pick.
Max's pick.
Max will be back. He's sick this week.
We don't know what it is because his ass ain't here.
Yeah. He's mostly dead right now.
He's kind of dead.
Sound like Wheezy from the Jeffersons if he was here.
But thanks for joining us this week. And as usual, you can find me everywhere on the internet at Yuma Ninja.
You can find me everywhere on the internet at I Am Chubby Bunny.
And you can find me at Kaiba Cat.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Peace.
See you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.